Sunrise Radio Podcast.
Aside from vaccination, routinely washing your hands properly is claimed to be the most effective contribution any of us can make to public health. Professor Sally Bloomfield from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine explains the background.
Norovirus, it's a virus infection that's not just transmitted by food, it's transmitted from hand to hand. It's the most frequent gastrointestinal infection now across the world. We also always thought it was coughs and sneezes that spread diseases, but we began to realise for particularly colds, but possibly also to an extent for influenza, infections could be transmitted via hands and via surfaces. And then more recently, we've got a huge emphasis on antibiotic resistance threatening our ability to treat diseases. And against this, we've got increasing numbers of people in the community who are at greater risk of infection. Part of that's made up of the increasing elderly population. There is a lot more healthcare carried out at home, undergoing healthcare treatments that reduce their immunity to infection, things like cancer chemotherapy and so forth. So there's a whole host of reasons which, when you put them together, shows that there is a real need to improve standards of hygiene, preventing the spread of infections.
Professor, what impact could we make if we all routinely washed and dried our hands properly?
We could produce up to 50% reduction in gastrointestinal infections by hand washing and 24% of respiratory infections by regularly washing our hands.
How often should we be washing and drying our hands properly?
So it's about washing our hands to break the chain of transmission. Doing things when we know we might have germs on our hands, after going to the toilet, after handling raw food, after looking after our pets, after touching multiple surfaces in our environment, before we handle ready-to-eat foods.
Studies show that the vast majority of us don't wash our hands for long enough, and many fail to dry their hands correctly afterwards. So talk me through a good hand washing regime, and what should we do if we don't have access to good old soap and water?
You can make your hands hygienically clean by washing them properly, rubbing them well all over your hands, rubbing between your fingers with soap. The recommended time is 15 to 20 seconds. And if you want to know what sort of length of time that is, I'm told that if you sing Happy Birthday twice, that's about 15 seconds. And then rinse your hands thoroughly under the tap and dry. Now, there are situations when you can't do that, when you haven't got access to running water. And at that point in time, the alcohol gels are very useful to make sure that your hands are hygienic.
Across West Yorkshire, Manchester and Glasgow, this is Sunrise Radio on FM, DAB, online, mobile, tablet and TV.